with you. We'll have, for this half hour, none other than our special guest, Dr. Judy Wood, who is the person who has brought sanity to what really happened on 9/11. And we're just so pleased to have it. Welcome, Judy, to We Ourselves.
Thank you very much.
You're doing something else now. What you're working on updating what you've already accomplished. What is molecular dissociation from dust to dirt?
That is a new series of articles. I have trouble keeping on one page. It ends up getting larger and larger. I think I'm up to 136 figures now.
Absolutely.
But this is a smoking gun of what happened. And it's a part of the visual record that was recorded by government officials, and it's on their website.
Mm-hmm.
There's pictures of dust. And if you just look at the visual record of what happened, you can see what's going on with the cleanup. I call this series Dirt. The pages are Dirt 1, Dirt 2, Dirt 3, and so forth. If folks would like to look on the Internet, you can go to janedoe0911.tripod.com. At the top of the page, I have a series of the dirt links. There's dirt1.html and dirt2. And I would like to particularly talk about page dirt2.
Give that website again slowly.
Jane Doe.
Go ahead.
0911.tripod.com.
All right.
And if you put a slash in there and then type dirt2.html.
DRT2.html,
that will take you to this page.
Okay. All right.
And there's a link at the top that will take you down to fuzzballs.
Okay.
That's what I call them. There's the first picture you see under fuzzballs is this picture about a block north of the World Trade Center complex after both towers have gone poof. You see a clear blue sky because we're upwind, and the wind has carried all the dust down, except for the heavy dust, which has fallen out of the air already.
Mm-hmm.
It is on the ground. Well, it's starting to come up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few pictures below that where you start noticing this fuzziness around their feet. As the people walk along, this fuzzy stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough time for that fine of dust to have settled out of the air. It has to be manufactured from the dust that has fallen. Mm-hmm. In other words, this is a smoking gun of what was used to destroy the towers.
Mm-hmm.
It caused the material to come apart, and once it landed on the ground, it continued to come apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the molecules were breaking down finer and finer. And right afterwards, they immediately started scrubbing the streets because we had this mist coming up off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are going to catch on. So they scrub the streets and they scrub the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do with the lawns, the yards?
Go ahead.
They bring in dirt and dump it on it.
Is that right?
They brought in truckloads of dirt or dumped it from choppers. And the pictures on 9/11 of the pile is very small. It's ground level. But several days later, the pile starts getting bigger. I thought they plowed the stuff up. No, they dumped dirt on it.
Oh, the dirt.
More and more dirt. And that is how you take care of chemical spills, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is knowledge of what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And on, I've got, you know, several pages, Dirt 4 on that page. There's links just like the other one. There's links between the pages. If you go to Dirt 3, you see the very first picture. It looks like potting soil out in the front yard of the building across the street from the towers. There's no fire there. Why are they dumping dirt on the ground?
That's dirt four.
That was dirt three. On dirt four, on page dirt four, there's rust. The steel beams are instantly rusting. And this figure 111, a couple of figures down, is the most dramatic. You see all of these pieces of steel around, and you see them turning to steel dust and going up into the air. Orange dust.
That's amazing to look at that.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's just turning to dust. And this is on the FEMA website.
Tell our listeners what it means.
It means that the steel doesn't rust this fast.
No.
Iron does. If we have an iron skillet and you scrub it real clean, don't leave any oils in it, and then leave it soaking in the sink,
mm-hmm.
you get this bright orange rust.
That's right.
That's what we see in this picture. So how are we turning the steel into iron?
My God.
The material is coming apart. And this is just what's left. The other stuff is already gone with the wind.
Yeah.
But the evidence is in the cleanup. And the contractors know about it. Even in this picture, you see lots of dirt on the ground. And there's a picture right below that of a Pepsi truck that's very rusted just on the front end.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Fire doesn't do that.
Huh.
And the picture below that shows, I believe it was taken on the 13th. And you see the pile, it has lots of dirt on it by now. And very red, orangey looking steel pieces in the picture.
That's right.
Huh. Further down the page is that figure 117, bright orange. That's not retouched. Blue that I retouched it, but that's just how it was. It's either rusted or not, and it's this homogeneous, uniform orange color.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that, and obviously there's no heat. I've got some pictures of puddles at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought in lots of dirt to cover it up. So it looks like potting soil.
Mm.
And then further down, you see these cards are just really orangey, rusty. And I believe that's what, you know, at the top I call it Cheetos. There's a picture that Stephen Jones likes to use. It has this orange thing on the ground that looks like a Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get one of those other pictures and tweak the color curve just a little bit, you can get that. Why would the air be orange?
Yeah.
I think that's to get people thinking of molten metal instead of rust.
Mm-hmm.
If this was that hot and that was steam, people would be getting broiled
mm-hmm.
walking through it. That's the material coming apart, and anyone who inhaled that was inhaling this molecular breakdown of the material.
Well, I just saw the other day they finally recognized that this lady had died from the dust.
Yeah, that, who knows what that dust does, but it, I bet you it's affected a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fire truck, you know, my toasted car page. I have a lot of toasted cars, and this fire truck that's missing all of its windows, but other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. Hold on, we've got to take a break, and we'll come right back to you.
All right.
And we'll take your calls at 866-801-8255.